Well, here we are with the Excellent Talent VoiceOver podcast, and I can't believe my luck. With me on the shiny black leather sofa this month is none other than John Clegg, impressionist extraordinaire from Britain's Got Talent. John, welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. It's lovely to be here.
Tell us a little bit about your voiceover career. How did you get into this?
Well, it's one of those things which I've always been meaning to get into. Just a few years ago, I got asked to do a Marge Simpson impression. So I spent an hour and a half in a studio going, "Oh, Homer, what are you talking about?" Oh. Yeah, that was my first sort of dip into it, really.
What prompted you to go in for Britain's Got Talent? That must have been quite a big decision.
It was. I mean, I've been working as a comedian and impressionist for 15, 16 years, and every year someone always says to me, "You should go on Britain's Got Talent," and I'm thinking, no, do I want to put myself through all of that? And then this year I just took a bit of a gamble, really, and it is a gamble for someone like me, because if it goes badly, suddenly you're the rubbish bloke off Britain's Got Talent. So but once you get past that first audition and that went well, you sort of think, oh, that's the hard bit done.
What was it like walking out in front of that crowd? Because had you ever played anywhere that big before?
I'd done pantomime for an audience about that sort of size. It was about 2,000 people, I think, that were in the room at the time. I don't think you realise when you watch it on TV how close the judges are to the stage as well, because you walk out and you can literally see every line on Simon Cowell's face.
Your dad is also famously an impressionist. Did he give you any tips?
Yeah, well, he just said to me, you know, just try and focus and forget the audience and just do what you do night after night and try not to think about it too much. Because he did say, oh, one thing you won't notice is the cameras in the studio. And that's true. I just didn't, you know, you just look out and you see the audience. So that was a great bit of advice. I tried to do what I've done for all my life, and that's play to an audience rather than trying to pick out the cameras. I thought I'll just play to the audience here, get them on my side, and then they can appreciate you.
John, how do you choose who you're going to tackle next?
I try to watch everything I can on TV without having to sit through hours of Big Brother or something like that, you know, to try and keep it quite contemporary and try and pick out certain words as well, which sound like them, like Alan Hansen from Match of the Day. You can always pick out diabolical, tell them whatever they all like that, pass the music, you eat feet, tame it in. Yeah, Sarah Millican. She was one of my favourite ones to do as soon as she came on the television. I thought, that's right, but I can do a little bit of that. Alan Carr was another favourite of mine, seeing him, oh, yes, welcome to Chatty Man, it's me, Alan Carr, oh, lovely. People like that just sit and watch TV, anyone that's got a bit of character to their voice, like bit of John Bishop as well, you know, we sort of talk like that is very droll. So, yeah, you know, anyone who can pick up, anyone with an accent helps as well. That's the Big Brother voiceover man, he was another one that's very current at the moment. You know, dear 25 at 8:48 a.m. in the Big Brother house, all the housemates are going insane.
Hilariously, Marcus is one of ours, and he was the last. He was episode 2 of the podcast. Do you ever find that some of your impressions merge into one another? Do you ever have problems keeping them separate?
I do. You know, sometimes I remember doing an audition for pantomime for Julian Clary. Julian Clary said, OK, do some impressions. And I did Chris Eubank. I said, yes, because you say I'm a boxer, because you say boxing is barbaric, because that is what I am. And Julian Clary turned to me and said, yes, well, I think your Chris Eubank was a bit like a macho version of me.
And who's your favourite person to do?
Well, it's probably on the back of Britain's Got Talent is Anton Deck. That's right, it's probably got to be Anton Deck from Britain's Got Talent. And I like a bit of Billy Connolly as well, you know, going back in the day. Absolutely brilliant, I love a bit of him.
Do you find yourself getting recognised in the street? Have you had people come up to you and go, oh, go on, do Anton Deck?
I do. It's crazy, actually. I didn't think I would get recognised that much, but for example, on the train coming here this morning, I got absolutely mobbed by a group of 25 schoolgirls all going up to watch Phantom of the Opera. And I got absolutely selfied to death, shall we say. And it seems to be a modern thing that you soon become fish and chip paper. You know what I mean? People do forget about you quite quickly nowadays. But yeah, I'm just kind of enjoying it while I can. And I'm still out gigging, doing all the gigs that I had booked in before I ever went on Britain's Got Talent. And they're a great experience because people always want pictures afterwards, and you're looking around and there's a queue around the room waiting to see, and you think, this is just crazy, the power of TV.
You must, do you need a PA to manage your Twitter feed now?
Yeah, I did at the time. I only actually went on Twitter at Christmas time, and trying to keep up with it. It was impossible. I went from having 80 followers in the first 5 months to having 14,000 or something like that by the night of the final. It was...
What's your dream voiceover job?
Apart from being the next voice of Siri, I'd love to. I mean, my dream job would probably be to have my own TV show. That'd be brilliant. And I'm travelling around. I'm doing a lot of gigs out in the Mediterranean, out in the hotels, and doing a few of the holiday parks around the UK as well. So I'm up and down the country and flying off here, there, and everywhere, sitting in airports. You know, all the glamour that holds, and obviously dealing with a few inquiries on the back of Britain's Got Talent as well. So.
Yeah, and I gather you're looking forward to a Panto season. You've had your publicity shots done for that.
Yeah, publicity for Panto in the middle of June is never a good thing, really. We are sweating in your costume going, Merry Christmas, everyone. But yeah, Panto this year, I'm going to be in Reading at the Hexagon Theatre. So I always look forward to pantomime because everything I do the rest of the year is solo. I'm on stage on my own. So it's lovely to get with a cast of people and have a bit of fun on stage, do a bit of ad-libbing with the audience. I love it. That's the sort of stuff I love to do.
John, thank you so much for coming in. We are delighted to have you on board the Excellent Talent bus. John is a new recruit for us and we're really, really excited. So look out for more brilliant impressions from John coming your way soon. John, thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks very much. It's great to be on board. It really is fantastic.
And don't forget, you can tweet us your questions, comments and feedback at Excellent Talent, and you can find our website at excellenttalent.com.